Now this is Main Street, brought to you by WFAX. Here now with today's program is Doris Newcomb.
WFAX has been blessed for many years to have a wonderful program called God's Word of Power for the Hour on the air at 2:30 Saturday afternoon and 8:30 Sunday morning. My guest today on Main Street is Bishop Francis S. Miles, pastor of the House of Prayer Church of God No. 1, who's going to tell us more about the program and his church's radio outreach. Thank you for being with me today. How have you felt, sir, about your outreach with radio, your radio program over the years, and how did you decide originally, how did your church decide to become involved in radio?
Well, we have been broadcasting over radio over 50 years. The former pastor and founder of the church started way back in radio, and we have continued it until now. It is our desire to expand our radio ministry over many stations in the future. I find that radio ministry is a very effective way of delivering God's word and getting it to reach many people in many different places at the same time. So it's one of the ministries that we enjoy doing.
Well, it certainly has given you an outreach throughout our entire community, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
How did you start in your church? You were, you've been with the House of Prayer Church of God for many years now, haven't you?
Yes. Well, actually, they say I was born there almost.
Huh?
mother, who was the founder's sister, and the church started back in 29, and I was born in 34. And it's the only church that I really have been a part of. As I said, my mother was the sister of the pastor, and we worshiped there from the beginning. So it's really the only church that I really know.
When were you saved, and when did you know you wanted to spend your life leading in the church and working for the Lord?
Well, I was saved in my around my 20s, between the late 19 and 20s. But I've been working in the church, like I say, from a child. We started out in the youth choir, the what we call the Try to Be a Blessing course, which was a choir that started with children from the age of 2 on up. So I worked through all of the choirs. I was a member of the Jubilee course. I was a member of the United Choir. I went from there to become the deacon in the church, and from then on I was ordained, consecrated, an elder in the church, and from there, later years, I was consecrated as pastor of the church. So I've been a pastor in the church for 40 years. So my whole life has been in the House of Prayer Church of God.
Well, you have over those years touched the lives of so many people. How have you seen the church and the community change and grow over the years?
Well, the church is growing, but so is the power of the adversary growing. It looks like there's a greater need for the Word of God now than ever before. The enticements and the many ways the enemy had to entice the people now is greater than when even I started. So there's a greater need for the preaching of the gospel over the radio, over the television, and whichever way that the Lord can reach the people. I think it's very necessary to utilize all of the facilities that's available to us today. But I think radio is one of the most effective and least expensive ways of doing so. So we are trying to expand in the radio ministry.
Well, that's a wonderful goal. As you know, there are so many people you can reach with the Lord's Word through radio, and you've done so for so many years. What are some of the main themes nowadays? You mentioned that you feel like enticements of the world are even more challenging, and I do think I agree with you in the world today. It's a tough job, but it's a job we all must do. What are your messages these days, and how did you decide what's most important for you to be preaching now?
My latest ministry for this year, or my theme for this year, is a greater press in greater faith and a greater hope for a greater anointing of the Holy Ghost. This is our theme for 2015. I feel we need to preach more about the effectiveness or the need and the power of the Holy Ghost. It's a greater need for that. Without God's power, we cannot do God's work. That's another one of my messages. And I feel it's necessary and essential in this time that we live, that we preach it so that people understand we need the Spirit of the Lord in able to conquer and to overcome the enticements of the adversary. Without His Spirit within us, directing us, leading us, teaching us, we would be a failure. But if we stand in the power of His Word, we are overcomers. Because the Word says, greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. So we must preach it so that people will catch a hold of the Word of God, that they too might be overcomers, and let us know that we can overcome. Even in the midst of a perverse time that we live in, we can still live victorious lives because our hope and our trust is not in ourselves or our abilities, but it's in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, you and your congregation are reaching out to so many people with God's Word. Can you tell us some ways that the church reaches out to people in different stages of their lives, in different positions, for those in need and those elderly and young people all are in need today, aren't they? And tell us a little, if you would, about the church's programs.
All right. We have quite a few ministries in our church. We have the women ministry, we have the men ministry, we have the prison ministry, the outreach ministry, the youth ministry, the weak care ministry, the educational ministry, the homeless and shelter ministry, and the street ministry. And we have different groups of the church that go out and minister in these ministries. We go to the city and do homeless and ministry, where we distribute food, and also at this time we also give out the Word of God. We go to the shelters and feed in the shelters, and there we have an opportunity to minister to the people there. So these are some of the outreaches we have worked in. Also, we do ministries in some of the foreign countries that we've been blessed to be able to go and to minister. We were there in Santo Domingo just last year. We'll be going back again. We've ministered in also in Nassau, Bahamas, and other foreign countries. So we are reaching out to try to do as much as we can in the time that we have to do it in, and I believe the time is short.
Well, you are reaching out. I know in the last few years, you know, I've interviewed more people who are involved with helping provide food for people in the city, for the poor, and trying to help people who are in need in various ways. And the need just continues to grow, doesn't it? And yet people like you and others are rising to the occasion as much as possible and reaching out and serving as God's servants in our community.
Yes, yes, and it's much needed. As I say, the time is pointing, as we read and study the Word of God, is pointing to the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture tells us when these things began to come to pass, as we see the day that we live in, evil times and will be coming more prevalent. As these times, we need to preach the gospel the more so that more people will come in and accept the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior.
So you do feel like the end times probably are not far from now because of the things you see in the world?
Yes, I think it's near. I don't know no time limit, but I think according to the Scripture and the fulfillment of the Scripture is pointing to the nearness of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he said in his word, when these things began to come to pass, said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. So the coming of the Lord is nearer now than it was any time before.
Well, I know with your program, our listeners and others can hear God's Word. Again, your program is called God's Word of Power for the Hour, on the air at 2:30 Saturday afternoon, 8:30 Sunday morning. Would people who listen be welcome at your church? I'm sure you're welcoming to anyone who'd like to come to your church. Can you tell us where it is?
Yes. Church is located at 8513 Central Avenue, Capitol Heights, Maryland. Outdoors swing on welcome hinges. The bus stop right in front of the church. So, and if you don't have a way of coming, we have a ministry that will go out and pick you up and bring you to the church and see that you get back home. Plus, we'll feed you once you come.
Wow!
So we'll feed you both spiritually and naturally. So all are welcome to come and be blessed of the Lord.
What a welcoming presence you are in our community. Thank you so much for being with me today. My guest on Main Street has been Bishop Francis S. Miles, pastor of the House of Prayer Church of God No. 1, again, whose program is God's Word of Power for the Hour on WFAX. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you.
This has been Main Street, brought to you each week at this time by WFAX. Your host on the program has been Doris Newcomb.